Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists who left the Motown record label and then had a top 40 hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Boys to Men, The Marvelettes, The Isley Brothers, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature Motown artists who left the Motown label and then had a top 40 song.
Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder. It was never released as a 45, so it was never charted. But that's a great song, Isn't She Lovely, speaking about his daughter. And that was recorded and released in 1972. And before that, Marvin Gaye's only top 40 song after he left the Motown record label. That was released on the Columbia record label, Sexual Healing, and reached number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1982. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists who had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Gladys Knight and the Pips with a great song, You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, this song was written by Jim Weatherly and enjoyed two runs of popularity, each by an artist in a different genre, Ray Price's country version and Gladys Knight and the Pips' pop and rhythm and blues version. Well, Ray Price's version came in 1973, and he took the song to number one in the Billboard magazine Hot Country Singles chart on October 6, 1973. Gladys Knight and the Pips had covered several of Weatherly Penn tunes, and in 1974, they dipped into his catalog once again with their rendition of the song Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, it reached number three on the pop charts that spring, and it topped the Hot Soul single for 2 weeks. Here are Gladys and her Pips with the best thing that ever happened to me, right here on Motown Memories.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind. The downs have been few. I guess you could say say that it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, we
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
When You're Young and in Love, they reached number 23 in the United States pop charts from 1967. Before that, Boys to Men, number 1 from 1992, End of the Road. And we started with Gladys Knight and her Pips, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, recorded on the Buddha record label after she left Motown, and they reached number 3 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a great song and one of the signature tunes from the Isley Brothers, That Lady. Well, That Lady was released on their own record label called T-Neck. The song, one of the group's most well-known, was originally performed by the group nearly a decade earlier in 1964 when it was called Who's That Lady? And it was inspired by the musical group called The Impressions. Well, the Isley Brothers entered the studio to remake Who's That Lady? After being inspired by rock acts such as Carlos Santana, who himself covered it on his 1990 album called Spirits Dancing in the Flesh, it brought a Latin percussive rock feel to the song, including congas and an organ solo by assorted other musicians while the other Isleys played various instrumentation. The song became their first top 10 pop single since their 1969 hit called It's Your Thing peaked at number 2. The song is ranked number 357 on Rolling Stone's magazine list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here are the Isley Brothers with That Lady right here on Motown.
You say, look, yeah, but don't touch, baby. No, 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 don't touch.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, a great song, doggone right, reaching number 32 in the United States Billboard charts from 1969. And we start with the Isley Brothers from 1973 on the T-Neck record label, reaching number 6 that late. This half hour, we featured three Motown artists who left the Motown record label and then had a top 40 hit. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.